AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The storms that have hit Texas hard may not be over yet. Four people are dead, 12 missing, some homes destroyed, power is out, and meteorologists are warning there may be more flooding. The worst so far has been in Tiny Wimberley, a popular bed and breakfast getaway near Austin. Steve Thurber is the mayor there.
I had friends call me that live on the river and never had water in their house. And I called them at 10 o'clock to say, look, it could be a big event. And they said, okay, well, we've never had a flood before, but we'll watch out for it. At 11:30, the lady called me and said we were watching TV and her feet were wet.
200 miles east of Wimberley is Houston, where residents have been warned to stay inside. Our Norman Hall is there.
Normally, there are streams of no more than a few feet deep. Today, the channels are overflowing into the neighborhood. Cars are stuck on freeways because there's nowhere to go. People are being told to shelter in place.
Just across the Texas-Mexico border in Ciudad Acuña, a tornado killed more than a dozen people yesterday. We may hear today about a settlement between the city of Cleveland and the Justice Department, which has been investigating police policies in Cleveland. Officers there fired 137 shots at a black motorist and a passenger, killing them after the backfire from their car was mistaken for a gunshot. 35 people have been killed in Baltimore so far in the month of May, the deadliest month there in more than 15 years. New home sales are up 6.8% for the month of April. Home prices are up, too, compared to this time last year. Our confidence in the economy is rising as well, reports the Conference Board. The Dow is down 187 points. This is AP Radio News. Charter Communications says it's buying Time Warner Cable. Here's our Warren Levinson.
A month after federal regulators let Comcast and Time Warner Cable know their proposed combination was too big to approve, Charter Communications announced it will spend $55.3 billion to create a cable TV behemoth. The combined Charter and Time Warner would have nearly 24 million subscribers, second to Comcast's 27 million. Charter also says it's paying nearly $10.5 billion on a smaller cable operator, Bright House Networks. Cable TV pioneer John Malone has been pursuing Time Warner Cable for a long time. In this deal, his Liberty Broadband will own 20% of the combined company. Warren Levinson, New York.
Sotheby's is selling a lock of Mozart's hair. The hair is up for auction Thursday and could sell for more than $18,000. Now, if you're a Beethoven fan, a lock of his hair is up for sale, too, and an invitation to his funeral in 1827, as much as $5,000. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.